His death hole was final. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Barry Lamb, associate professor of philosophy at Vassar College, explores this question.
How final is death? In some ways, it's completely final. For instance, we don't give the dead any voting rights, and we don't do it for a very good reason. We think that political power belongs in the hands of those who are affected by political decisions, and the dead are not around to be affected by political decisions. But there is a practice where we don't treat death as final at all. The law says that people can control their personal wealth after death, sometimes indefinitely. Within certain limits, the living are bound by law to execute the spending wishes of the dead, even if it means doing things that are not in the best interests of the living. People can actually earn money after their deaths, and what happens with that money is determined by what the dead person wanted, not what the living want. There are large and growing sectors of the economy dedicated only to executing the wishes of the dead. There's a contradiction here. Spending wishes are preserved at death, but not voting wishes. In effect, we think it's unjust to limit the power of the living over the political institutions that affect them, but we are perfectly happy transferring a lot of economic power from the living to the dead. The contradiction here is not philosophically tenable. Nothing justifies preserving the property rights of the dead, but not the political rights. Either death is final, or it isn't. The living should either have full control over all of the institutions that affect them, or the wishes of the dead matter everywhere.
That was Barry Lamb of Vassar College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.